Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Maria Devereaux is now going to tell us everything she has seen on her screens. So, Maria, what has captured your attention this week?
Well, obviously the IFTAs and the BAFTAs, right?
Yes.
There's a lot to talk about. I'm not going to talk about it because our very own entertainment reporter, Shannon Keenan, is going to pop in after 11 o'clock. She was at both of them over the weekend.
At the IFTAs and the BAFTAs.
Yeah.
That's some jet setting right
there. She saw all the
stars.
I was talking to her this morning.
Amazing.
She saw Maura Higgins on the...
Ooh, the BAFTAs, not the IFTAs.
I think she was at the IFTAs.
I don't know.
I don't know if she was at the BAFTA. She was at the IFTAs anyway.
All right, we'll get that later on in the show.
So we'll get that later on after 11. So I'm not going to... I can't talk about it like Shannon can, right? She was there. This week sees part two of the latest season of Bridgerton. It's on Thursday. We already have four episodes. I'm not going to give anything away.
Good woman.
Because maybe some people are waiting for the second four to be able to watch
the whole
series, thing.
Yeah.
Which I prefer. I have seen it. There's a sad twist. I didn't expect it. Get your tissues ready.
Were you actually crying at Bridgerton?
I didn't cry. I was choking up.
Maria doesn't cry at things. I wouldn't gauge that as a kind of a reaction. Like, I'd say, like, Maria and I are opposite end of the scales, right? Like, I'll cry at an ad on the telly.
Yeah.
And Maria, you know, like, Maria could, like, you could slice her leg off and she'd go, a little bit inconvenient, if I'm honest. You know what I mean? Like, there's different
that
levels
really
of... Yeah, that's it. No, Maria, you've no leg now. Oh, well. Yeah. So, I think probably most people who are somewhere in the middle
will
find this super sad, apparently.
I think they will.
Is it the end of it then?
No.
It's all different Bridgertons. I've learned this. So it's different Bridgertons in each season. One of them is getting married.
It's all about high society and marrying people off to well-to-do families.
Basically, it goes on forever, as long as there are enough Bridgertons and enough writers.
Still three Bridgertons not married.
There you go. And then maybe the first Bridgertons who got married could have kids and they could then be, you know, it's all alphabetical as well.
Yeah.
I learned so much about Bridgerton.
I really have.
And I'll tell you what, some of the best crack I had was when I talked to the Queen and...
Golda.
Then Lady...
Danbury.
Lady Danbury. There's so much crack.
And they are so much crack even to watch.
Yeah, totally.
So that's on Thursday. That's going to be on Netflix, the last four episodes of this season. Then I saw this over the weekend. Matthew McConaughey and Timothy Chalamet did like a town hall. Can I just ask, did this word come out of nowhere, right? I understand town halls were a thing.
Sure,
like,
back in the day.
Back like years and years ago.
You would go to the
ago.
Town hall to complain about, do you know what's happening? They're coming across into my land taking my steers. And the only place I can complain about this is at the town hall meeting with the mayor and the sheriff.
So, and this is where you find out things that are happening in the town.
Yeah.
When did we start using it in a...
Oh, in a business speak sense.
I know we use it here.
We often have town halls here. And it is a little bit odd. You go, guys, everyone joining for the town hall? You're like, oh, weird, but okay.
Well, Matthew McConaughey and Timothy Chalamet did a town hall.
So that must mean there was a live audience then with the two of them.
There was a live audience. Okay. They were in... the University of Texas.
Okay.
At Austin. So it was all the students in the university got to witness this. It was kind of one of those actor on actor. There was nobody like
asking questions or whatever. They were just having a chat.
Yeah, I do.
I think. Well, sorry. I won't say I love them all.
Yeah.
I find the ones that they do, when they do kind of open up to each other and you get something, usually they're not with an audience. You get, because you get very performative ones. I get it. You get ones that's going.
You get very
like
I don't care, Hugh Grant. Okay,
how deep into their art they get.
Yeah, I don't care how arty you felt. I don't care. Yeah. Okay.
There was that strange one, but with Jamie Lee Curtis and Colin Farrell. She was kind of flirting with him through the whole thing. Did you ever see that one?
No. What was it? It sounds weird to me. No, I'm just
seeing people go and watch. It's on YouTube.
Okay, it's weird.
I love that.
So this one anyway was the two of them chatting with a load of students.
A load of students from University of Texas. It was put together by Variety magazine.
Okay.
CNN.
Yeah, they
filmed
own that.
It and all that kind of stuff. I didn't know that they had worked together before.
McConaughey
so I didn't know
and
that
Chalamet.
They would know each other.
Where were they in together?
Interstellar.
What?
They were father and son in Interstellar.
Timothy Chalamet was the kid in Interstellar.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How am I only learning this today on the 23rd of February 2026?
So, amongst other things, they talked about AI and how it's affecting the industry and all right. that kind of stuff. They gave a few kind of personal stories and they talked about being like playing characters like father and son in Interstellar. But Timothy Chalamet, apparently, his favourite movie, despite the fact that he was in it, is Interstellar.
That's very good.
I've legitimately maybe seen it 22 times or something. I saw it 12 times in theaters when it came out.
Yeah, his girlfriend set him up a screening of Interstellar for his birthday.
This is true, man. This is true. For my last birthday. And I was grumpy on the way there because I didn't know where she was taking me. I thought, it's my birthday. Why are we driving 30 minutes outside of L.A.? I got to the theater. It was Interstellar and IMAX. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was so grumpy on the drive. But they're going to bring that up, man. But,
He's laughing. Sorry, who's his girlfriend again?
Kylie Jenner.
I was going to say she's a Kardashian.
So, do you know what I love about that?
What?
The fact that they are so unbelievably rich, I probably wouldn't even be able to pronounce the amount of like zeros they have in their bank accounts, right? And they have the same arguments that all of us have.
Still ratty on his birthday because he's been made drive somewhere.
Yeah, I remember giving out yards, walking to the Rockefeller Center with my now husband who was going to propose.
Then boyfriend.
And I was so annoyed we were still walking. And then I had to apologise for being so ratty because we were only walking so that he could propose in front of the tree.
Oh, God.
So it's nice to know that the billionaires have, you know, the same kind of
totally. Did anyone else know that, like, I mean, know off the top of your head, obviously you can Google it now, but not that. But did you know Timothy Chalamet was the son in Interstellar? Why is it only, and I've only seen Interstellar once when it came out in the cinema. It's not something I rewatch a lot. Yeah. So maybe if I did, Carl, you've seen it.
Yeah. Well, I like not to doubt you or anything, but I just had to fact check that. And it is right. He was just 17, just graduated from high school, and he was wrestling whether to put his academics behind him and commit to the acting.
Wow.
Which he did. Look at him now.
You totally dealt with me there.
Yeah.
That's part of my job here.
Part of my job.
Monday.
What's
going on?
Turn off his mic.
087-4100-102 if you have any Chalamet McConaughey things to add. Maria, thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Dave Moore on Today FM.